Hello and welcome. It's Thursday the 29th of April 2021. It's a Supporters Club podcast, the midweek Thursday night Supporters Club podcast. Now, it's quite fun doing these Supporters Club podcasts, I've got to admit. I feel a bit more open and a bit more, well, energetic today. Certainly feeling a lot more energetic this week. I've got to admit, I kept this to myself. I had a long weekend last weekend. I took Friday and Monday off work. Friday being my birthday and Monday just as an extra day. And I tell you what, it has done me the world of good. I feel so much more energetic. I feel like I've got my spirit back. It's really weird how just having a break from everything really does invigorate the mind and the body. Now, I'm not complaining at all when I'm about to save, but Friday I literally didn't do any gardening, any podcasting. I had the day off. Now, I love gardening. It is my hobby. It is my passion. So why did I want to take the day off? Well, I've got to admit, I think over this last year where we've all been doing so much gardening and it's been such an integral part of our way of life, to have a day off from the garden, have a day from work, and I just did something completely normal and went to the shops, it just helped really sort of fire the belly, get some fire underneath, I guess. It's I guess sometimes when you look at something too much, you get lost in what is there, and taking time away just helps. Anyway, I'm feeling positive, I'm feeling good. Now, on that note, earlier today I went out to the shed and I recorded a little piece for you guys to find out how the seedlings are getting along of what we've sown this month. Let's go have a listen and see what's happening there. Right, well, I'm in the potting shed at the moment. I've just popped out here to have a look over the seeds that I've sown throughout this month and how they're getting on. Now, I know many of you are doing just as well. Please do keep me informed. Share your photos of how your seeds are getting on. But I know many of you are doing really well with them and they are looking pretty damn good. I'm really pleased with what we've got so far this year. Now, outside I sowed the peas and the carrots, and they're not showing any signs of life just yet. I'm not surprised. Carrots, I reckon, will be very soon, but I'm not surprised we're not seeing anything just yet. There's still plenty of time, so we'll just be patient with that. Now, in here, cucumber, the Space Master 80. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 little plants. They're going to need... they might need pricking out pretty soon, actually. They're just starting to show their true leaves. So, yeah, they are going to need pricking out pretty soon. Pleased with those. They look nice and green. Some good, strong, healthy-looking growth, which is ultimately what we want to see. The dill definitely needs pricking out. That's actually looking... I've got a lot of dill plants. Pretty much every seed, and I sowed the whole packet, has germinated. So they're going to need pricking out. That's going to be a bit of a tough job to do, but I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Marigolds, which aren't part of the pack, but I sowed those this month, and they're looking pretty good. They're going to be the companion planting. I've got some winter squash as well. They're going to need pricking out pretty soon. Again, they're not part of the pack, but they're companion planting. Courgette Strato d'Italia. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 plants that I can see. I think there was about 8 in the packet, if I remember. Maybe more. But I'm happy with that. They're looking really good. They're about 6 inches tall, just starting to show their true leaves. So they're going to need pricking out into individual pots, probably this week as a matter of urgency, actually. Happy with those. The kohlrabi, I only sowed those this week, so they've not done anything, and I'm not surprised about that. That's all the seeds from the Seed Supporters Club. But I've got some Chinese kale. They're looking good. That's going to need pricking out as well. I keep saying looking good. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I think humans have a natural ability to look at a plant and tell if it's doing well. And what I tend to look for good, thick, strong growth, i.e. it stands up on its own. It doesn't feel like it's floppy or anything. Good green colour. I think that's probably the biggest giveaway. If they are what I'm looking, they're basically what I'm looking for, and if they tick the basket, then I think they're good. We've got some nasturtiums. They are looking good. Nasturtiums are edible, but also for companion planting. And then some more asparagus pea after my first load failed. Oh, somebody's texting me. So so far these are all looking good. I'm pretty pleased with it. I think this weekend there'll be a lot of time spent pricking a lot of these plants out, which again, I don't mind doing. Well, there we go. That is this month's seedlings. They're all looking good. I think I'm going to have to follow many of these up and keep you updated with how they're doing. I've been hearing a lot of good things about the tomato variety, the Heinz, that was sent out in March. A lot of people have been really pleased with how they've germinated and how many you've got in the packet and how good they are looking. You'll see a photo, actually, on this week's newsletter, which is winging its way to you as we speak. Now, on that note, you might want to know just what seeds you will have inside this month's newsletter. So straight off, I'm going to read from the newsletter. I've got that in front of me. We've got a melon, a variety called Honeydew. Melon has gala taste, absolutely delicious when it's home grown. We got a variety of runner bean called Lady Di, and these can grow some stringless pods up to 30 centimetres long, foot long pods. Delicious as well. Something that always reminds me of my granddaddy's runner beans. What else we got? We got a parsnip, a variety called Guernsey, which I've kind of added because I think, well, parsnips should be in every allotment or every garden, if you can fit them in, of course. So it just seemed right. I've done carrots, and May seems about the right time to sow parsnips. We've got a sweet corn, Early Bird F1, a really super sweet, early, reliable sweet corn variety, and they should do really, really well. Looking forward to growing those. A pumpkin Rogue Vifted Tempest, and I said I can guarantee I will not be able to pronounce that name right. Now, this is going to be one of my favourite edible or eating variety of pumpkins. They're not very good for carving, but they are so good for making into soups or using in a risotto or something. Really good tasting fruity variety. We've got some watercress. Now, I keep trying to grow watercress from seed and I keep struggling. Hopefully this year, with all of us doing it and having to really figure a way on how to grow it, we might get somewhere. And then for the herb, lovage. Now, I've grown lovage before. It's a really vigorous, hardy perennial. So it can go in a garden. It can grow up to 6 foot tall, but every part of it is edible. And it will grow back year after year. So that's a good one, I think. And overall, I'm really looking forward to growing all these seeds throughout May. And we've got plenty of other seeds that we'll be sowing as well from our own collections and our own stuff. Okay, well, that is it for this episode. We'll be back on Sunday for the Sunday night all around podcast, where we'll probably sow some of these seeds in advance, and we'll probably also have a YouTube channel or a Instagram channel of the week to chat about. Right, guys, let me know how you're getting on, and please take care. I'll speak to you all again very soon.